Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The best way to do it is just go.
Just go.
Just go. So we're going. Boom. There it is. Bang. Yeah. Holy smokes. It's another wacky time, wacky day. We're on a Friday. Geez, it's what? A little after 3 o'clock. I had some enhancements done to the logo. If, I don't know if you noticed, it looks better. I'm just kidding. It always looks good.
All right. Here we go.
Welcome to the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
I'm Mike Christofoli Foo.
How about that? And I mean, can we zoom in?
Bring it back.
He brought the foo, man. You guys, look.
6 months straight.
Six months to grow that?
No. 6 months straight.
Oh,
26 straight weeks.
Bring
it back for this one day thing.
How long is it? You're going to take it off after today?
Yeah, be good tonight, tomorrow morning.
Are people like...
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you look different. Can they figure it out? Like at work?
I only went to the DMV and to the grocery store today. That was it.
The DMV?
Yeah.
Did you get a new picture taken?
The one that saw me was my mom. I had to go with her for her new license.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, hey, your license plate, Fu Man. Like, do it all.
Yeah.
Do it all.
This is where the Fu Man came from.
That's where the Fu Man came from.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Boy, I don't know.
Yeah.
I do have a recent doo-doo story I'll share in a little bit, but yeah, that's the Fu Man right there.
That's
boom.
That's where it came
from. And isn't that funny? The pictures you sent me, you didn't have it on, so maybe I'll take a Sharpie and put it up on the wall.
No, that looks good. That's what I look like. That's what I look like now.
So you look like now. Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That's pretty cool. I remember you said that leaving last week. You were like, I gotta do it for the show.
Bring back the Fu Man chew.
Here we are, the Fu Man. That's what it's all about. Episode 26, yep. I got nothing.
26 is a That's a tough number, man. But
that is a tough number.
Wasn't your guy Wade Boggs 26, the Hall of Famer?
I couldn't tell you.
Right, and Saquon Barkley, of course, but he's current. But
Saquon Barkley. Yeah, I would imagine there's some. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, that's next week. I got a big one for next week.
27.
One of my favorite players of all time of any sport.
We'll wait for
that's
next
huge.
Week.
I can't wait. I got to double check.
Holy smokes. 26. Maybe.
26 sounds like a football running back number.
Yeah, you know, and I was thinking. You know, you look back at your baseball cards and you remember things, right?
Yeah, like, Wade Boggs.
I think Billy Williams, the old Hall of Famer.
No clue.
Right? We talked about him, I think, in a little bit in a lost episode of 16, the Hall of Fame, the Hall of Famers from Alabama. Episode. He was one of them. Hall of Famers. 26, a tough number, man.
26 is a tough number. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a funny story about Wade Boggs, right?
Yes, so of course.
We're out, a couple things. We went to the Aviators minor league baseball game yesterday.
Yep.
I mean, that ballpark is just...
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. So
leagues,
nice.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yvonne Wade for getting a... She had won a suite at a raffle and selflessly invited all the head coaches and staff.
Awesome.
So
that's
we all came out. Julie came with us and talking about baseball. And it's funny because somebody there, one of the coaches asked us, who do you root for? It was Coach Mack, Chris McFarland. Said, who's your guys' team? Because the Patriots were playing, the Jets on the TV. They got walloped. But we were like, of course, Celtics, Red Sox, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the funny story about Julie with the Red Sox is she swears, if she was here right now, she would swear to you, she would bet anything on her life that the ground ball single that went between the first baseman's leg, the historic play, she swears it was Wade Boggs, and it wasn't.
Okay. Yeah.
It was.
Well, he was on the other corner over there.
He's on the third base, right? But listen, we're going to talk about where we're going after the show in a minute. I want you to bring it up organically somehow. Hopefully she's not listening to the show.
That play there?
Just somehow just be like, ah, you know. Remember the time the Red Sox lost? The ball went through the the five hole of the first baseman. I guarantee you, she goes, yeah, Wade Boggs.
Okay.
She will go to her grave thinking that it was Wade Boggs.
I will have to look it up and show her.
Yeah, I've already done that several times. She thinks the Google button is wrong and ESPN is wrong. No, it's more of a joke now than anything.
Yeah, poor Bill Buckner.
Bill Buckner, yeah. And he just passed two years ago. Yeah, it's there's a documentary out on him. It's his wife's in it. It's really sad, man. It's really sad. That was one of those. What's the kid for the Mets that caught the ball, the interfered?
Oh, I mean
the
Wrigley
Field. I mean the Cubs.
The Cubs, yeah. What was his name? Bartman.
Bartman, like yeah. Like, it's one of those things, man, dude. Like, you go to a game or you're a player at a game and it's either it was a ground ball. Yeah. Mookie Wilson?
Yeah, Mookie Wilson hit that ball and went through Buckner's legs, yeah.
Wade Boggs.
Yeah, Wade Boggs. Yeah, excuse me, Wade Boggs. But then, but see, the thing about that play is nobody hardly brings up the wild pitch before that to tie the game.
Yes. Yeah.
Bob Nobody Stanley, does. Right? They're,
right.
They're best. They're closer. They're reliever. Yep. Supposed to shut the door down, but he throws a wild pitch for the tie. But that's really brought up. And I get it because the Buckner thing was the winner.
It's a layup, man. It's a layup. It's a wide open breakaway. Nobody within half court. Yeah. Right-handed layup that you've done a million times and blow it.
And I get it. He's Mookie Wilson's a fast runner, and that's in the back of his mind that he's got to hurry up a little bit, but still,
tough one.
Yeah, tough one.
So Wade Boggs, anyways, third baseman for the Red Sox. Played for the Rays, obviously, I think.
Yankees at one time.
That all hurts when Red Sox go play for the Yankees, and they all do it. It seems like they all did it. Nomar never did it. Thank you, Nomar Garciaparra, for
Nomar.
Not going to the dark side.
Yeah.
Right? Roger Clemens did it. Johnny Damon did it. That one hurt.
Like Louis Tian, too, right? He played for both teams. Yeah,
yeah. So there's a Boggs. I mean, that one, those are Red Sox. Yeah. Dude. That's like
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Hall of Famer, yeah. But no, it was a fun game. Speaking of past ball last night, just a recap of the game.
Yeah.
Aviators were playing well. The bottom of the eighth, they score two runs to go up 4-1. So now we're at the top of the ninth, and we want to stay for the fireworks because the fireworks at that stadium they're really cool.
Yeah.
So a lot of coaches left around the sixth, seventh inning. And as I think myself, there was maybe like three or four other people. Yvonne was there. And, you know, Julie's like, hey, you should be in a trooper.
Yeah.
You know, she's sticking it out. And she's like, all right, so what, three more outs? I'm like, three more outs, we're out of here. We're up 4-1, top of the ninth. No problem. Boom, single. Guy gets on first. Boom, home run, 4-3. I'm like, nah, we're good. She's looking at me like, we're not staying for extra innings. I'm like, no, I agree, we're not staying. Yvonne turned around, we're not staying for extra innings. All of a sudden, out. Can't remember the order, but they get an out. Boom, one out. Guy gets on first, beats it, gets on first. Can't remember how, but maybe there's one out. He gets to second, steals second. Then there's a deep fly ball, advances him to third. Now, the guy's up, top of the ninth, two outs, two strikes. We're good. We're fist bumping each other. We're going to get some fireworks. Pass ball, score the tie run. Yeah. And we all just got up. We actually stayed to the bottom of the ninth. And we just went down 1, 2, 3. Boom. We're all out of there. And look up this morning. Didn't even hear the fireworks. And I live a good.
You live close.
I live a good Tiger Woods drive away.
Yeah.
And they lost 5-4.
It's minor league baseball.
Minor league basketball. You got to play all the outs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was fun. That was a good time. Speaking of CSN, we have it's been a busy week. You know, this I don't think I've talked about it on the show, but I mean, I guess I was officially named the assistant AD here.
Officially, no, officially, congratulations.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah, no, it's I appreciate it. It's definitely
You're welcome.
It's a great job working for a great boss, Yvonne Wade. It's a really good atmosphere working here.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of keys to the castle type things. If you don't know what that means, it's like, you know, you feel like you have some ownership in what you do. And I love that as an employee. I love that feeling because I want to make sure that the athletics to the best of my ability is great for the coaches. It's great for the student athletes. It's great for the school. And like, I just, I want to make everything better. Not that it was bad before, but I'm just that guy. I want to do it all. I want to help it all. So, yeah, it's an exciting position. I'm still going to stay on as the women's basketball coach. So it's kind of like a three-headed position where, you know, basically 33% of my role is game day operations assistant athletic director. 33% of my role is women's basketball coach. Yeah. And the other 33% is the SCORE program, where we talked about with Carolyn Goodman and Pashos, the Carolyn Goodman SCORE program, where we recruit, retain, and educate local officials here for all levels of officiating. So, I'm super excited. I'm very thankful. I got to interview for the job, got the job, and Yvonne and I work very well together. Yeah. So I expect to be able to help her as much as I can and follow her lead in a lot of ways. And we're pretty like-minded, so that usually is a good recipe for success. Yeah. But with that comes a little bit of extra work, and it's been going. We've had soccer matches here. Tomorrow morning, I have to get up at about 5 a.m. because we have a 5K. Our cross country is doing a 5K.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, out at Floyd Lamb Park, I believe. Mm. Julie's going to run it, of course.
Oh, good. Awesome. Yeah,
so last year, I had the whole team run it, throwing stuff. Last year, I had my whole basketball team ran it. And I was going to do it again this year, but we had some conflicts, a couple kids, they had to work. And if it's not the whole team, I don't want to make half the team do it. So the team's not coming, but I got to be there to help set up and run and do the game day stuff. Yeah. So it's seven races all together. It's a fundraiser for the cross-country team. They have high school levels. They have open levels. They have teams from Australia coming. There's over 700 runners. 700.
Huge. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. Good.
Very so good. It's going to be a busy day tomorrow, so I got to get up nice and early. I think I've worked every Saturday and Sunday for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. But I love it. You know, we talk about it all the time. Yeah. Is when you love what you do, it's definitely not work.
Right.
You know, it's time away from your family, time away from your spouse. Time, you know, you got to make sure that you balance relaxing and taking care of yourself. But it's not like I'm out digging ditches, man. Right, and I love the people who dig ditches. Don't get me wrong. Don't take it the wrong way. But I really enjoy my job. So very happy about it. How's your job going?
Good. We picked up a little bit, which is good, especially on the weekends with football, of course.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Saturday, yeah. Saturday, Sundays, yeah. Good. Some changes going on there. New things happening. Finally going to be ran by one owner shortly coming up, which is a good thing.
It's huge because I don't know that people know. A lot of hotel casinos aren't run by multiple entities. Some are across the country now, but it just confuses things.
Yeah.
And you got too many smart brains behind too many desks. And
too many hands in the cookie jar.
Too many hands in the cookie jar. Too many chefs, not enough cooks. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Too many Indians,
too many
Chiefs.
Not enough Chiefs.
Too many Chiefs, not enough.
Yeah, all those
too many Chiefs, actually, was what our place was is at where they're at right now. But that's soon to be down
that's
to
great.
One. He's gonna get his gaming license, and that's it. And the other gaming company, they're out, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Hopefully we start improving. We'll never get back to the levels we were at. And I never say never, but it'd be tough to get back to the levels we were at one time.
Yeah.
But we can improve from where we're at now, which would be good.
Yeah. 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 Our play-by-play guy, James Hernandez, is downstairs. And he came in last week. He's like, had a great night last night. I'm like, where'd you go? He said, went to the Virgin and went to a heavy metal concert.
Yeah,
and he said, I got caught up in the mosh pit, man. He's like, I think I'm too old for the mosh pit. He's like, I'm sore. I'm beat up. He's like, I took a beating last night. Yeah. So, he liked going over there. And, it's a great property. The property itself is great.
Yeah.
And, it's exciting. It's Vegas is just not what it used to be. And like you said, it never will go back to what it was. And I don't care if it's the Wynn or the MGM. Mm-hmm. It just won't. Like what it was. Tough. When we were younger, it was freaking magical. And even before our time, you go back to the Frank Sinatra days. And magical times. Had its pros, has its cons, but it's a business now because it used to be New Jersey and us. That was it.
Yeah.
Gambling, casinos,
the flash. Some riverboats and stuff. But
some riverboats, and now it's every state, every capital. Yeah.
Sports betting as well.
Sports betting everywhere on your phone. Yeah. It's not elusive, it's not exclusive to Vegas and a few other small places now, but let's see what else.
So you never did catch the football game yesterday then?
I saw pieces of it. They had it on in the suite. And I saw, I think when I tuned in, it was 14-3. And yeah, I mean, listen, this is a rebuilding year for the Pats.
Yeah.
We were excited to get win number one. Last week was overtime. I think the Jets a little bit backs against the wall for early season with, you know, with Aaron being back, Rodgers being back. Did you watch it? Was it?
No, I didn't watch anything.
I mean, but, you didn't have a dog in the fight with that.
No, you know, we talked about last week how when Bledsoe got knocked out, it was from the Jets by Mo Lewis. You needed. Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Need the Jets to knock out another Patriot quarterback to get somebody else in there, you know. And
although
Belichick's not there no more, but
Mayo's sticking with he's sticking with what's his name?
Brissett,
yeah.
It is, yeah. But I mean, he's a veteran.
Give him another week. I don't even know who they got next week, but don't give him too long. Like, it's a rebuilding year. Everybody knows it, including Brissett, and I do like Brissett. Yeah. What was he with Indy? What he had
pretty
good run though. He had one spot that was like. Man, he was hooping.
Yeah.
Football player. He was hooping. speaking of hooping.
Yes.
Kelce Plum. Now, if you have watched all the shows, which I'm sure you all have, right? Everybody's watched all the shows. If we go back 26 weeks, right? Was it show number one?
One or two, I think.
One or two, 25, 26 weeks. Yeah. I sat in this very chair in a different office, and I said, Kelce Plum, superstar for the Las Vegas Aces. Obviously, Las Vegas Aces is 15 minutes, probably 10 miles down the road. They play all of it right here, boom, boom. And she has a new signature shoe called the Plum, Plum 5, I think it's called. Hmm. And I said, listen, we're an Under Armour school. JUCO, we don't have much. The money's tight. Hook us up. Take care of the girls. It got viral. I know her trainer, Chris Hippa, all kinds of people that know her got it to her. She was gracious enough. The news covered it the next day.
Yes,
the local news covered it the next day. She was gracious enough to call or sent me a message through social media and said, hey, I got the information. Let me see what I can do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And a couple weeks later, boom, the ball starts rolling. Of course, things happen, get busy. She's got Olympics. I mean, she's busy.
Yeah.
She's absolutely. WNBA star.
Season started.
But anyway, I am happy to announce, most people know, that we got team sneakers this year. Jeez, I don't even know what to do. They got the Plum Dog stickers, 858 San Diego, California. Take a peek at that. Yeah, and the kids nowadays love their stickers for their water bottles.
Right.
So here they are. Boom.
Very nice.
These are the Kelce Plum. They got the little KP right here on the side, little Kelce Plum.
Yeah.
On the side. They're pretty cool. Obviously, the colors are what they are. They're the, Flow Breakthrough Fives. Pretty cool shoes. I got a pair for myself. She said the staff too. So all the coaches got a pair. Yeah. Coach Lee just came in and got her a pair, assistant coach. So pretty cool. And then I'm looking at them, right?
Yep.
And I see these little dots. See if you can see the little dots around them. Comfortable is all get up. I've already worn.
Oh, yeah, I do see that.
And I'm sitting there thinking, is this glue? It's like a plum. It's like the.
What an idea.
Yeah, what an idea. So it looks like little pieces of glue, but it's all throughout the shoe. Look on the back, on the front.
Oh,
it's got all these, so it's like a glistening plum.
Yeah, it looks like
water
spots.
Then you just brought plums today.
Yeah, go figure, right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Brought plums to bring home to the wife. But yeah, we're gonna leave those right here.
That's awesome, man.
Right next to the bobblehead. And right before the show started, I had sent her a message. We made a video thanking her. We sent her a thank you card yesterday.
Yeah.
And right before the show started, she sent me a heart back. So yeah, we're. I think I had said this before. You know, we do a player profile online, and we ask them for their favorite athlete. And before this all even happened, Kelsey was two or three. Kelsey and Asia Wilson are a lot of our players' favorite athletes of any sport.
Sure, sure.
So now she just got a few more favorite athletes.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they won last night. I think Kelsey and Asia sat to rest up, get ready for, you know, take care of some little bumps and bruises, get ready for the playoffs. I believe starts Sunday. And they're the four seed, so they host. They might even have got the third, but I think they're the four seed. So I can't thank you enough, Kelsey and Under Armour, but especially Kelsey. The girls love the shoes. Absolutely amazing that you took care of a local junior college women's basketball team. I love that you went out of your way to do that. You didn't have to. I kind of put the pressure on a little bit, but not really. And it's just a big thing, man. These girls are going to look back on this year and that little thing. It's a big deal.
Oh, that's huge. That's top notch right there.
Top notch.
That's what it's all about with community. You know what I mean? Being in the same community. That's huge. She gets it, obviously. She gets it. Of course she does.
Yeah.
But that's very, very nice, very generous. It's just another great story to tell about the local you can say celebrities, I guess, right?
Absolutely.
Ball players or celebrities.
Absolutely. KB's a celeb.
You know, she said she would do it, and she did it without hesitation. Yeah. You know, what would she get back to you? The next day or something,
no hesitation,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's top-notch right there.
Feel how light
man.
That shoe is.
I know. That's what I was...
I mean, that's very a light shoe.
Which is...
And I was wearing them yesterday. I wore them all day yesterday in practice or in class, and super comfortable. So... Yeah, I think we're going to wear them at our Jamboree. It's a team sneaker.
Nice.
And, you know, we got obviously we wear Under Armour, so all the kids got all their other Under Armours. And, big time, man.
That's
telling
huge.
You.
That is huge.
It's good, like you said, that athletes get it, right? At all levels, they have such an impact on people. This WNBA is just going through the roof, and Kelsey Plum's a big reason why. I think I had mentioned last week or a couple weeks ago, we do a bunch of drills that she did at the University of Washington. That her coach, I think he was the head coach or assistant coach, Neighbors, is down in Arkansas now, and I'm a big fan of his, and he always talks about Kelsey Plum and the record she has, and he had to put a limit on how many records she could break. So, you know, she's just not a Vegas. She's a WNBA icon, and she's going to go down as one of the best to ever do it. And in our book here in Las Vegas and at CSN, she is by far a number one on our list. So
girls will remember that forever.
So again, thank you, Kelsey, and thank you to everybody, because I did make that video and said, Internet, do your thing. And that video went, and it went crazy. And like I said, the next day, my SID here, sports information director, is like, whose podcast? I got news people calling. And I'm like, it's Dudu and Fu. I mean, come on, what are we going to do? What are we doing here? So I'm going to give it a week or two. And then I'm going to think about the next person to call up, because we're in the middle of our fundraiser.
Yeah.
We got a 10K fundraiser. We're, can you see that over there? 5,000?
Figure, yeah.
$5,608.
Yep.
So we got to get to 10K. The girls just started maybe 4 or 5 days ago. So we're doing pretty good. We're averaging them. We've slowed down a little bit today, but it's basically a digital beg letter where they ask friends, family, former coaches, teachers, all those, you know, people to chip in. And if we can all of each kid raise about $600 to $800, we're going to hit our goal. Yeah. And that's, you know, helps pay for our travel, charter buses or vans, helps pay for their food, because our players get all their food taken care of on the road. Just all the, it takes care of a little bit of a slice of what it takes to run a Division I JUCO program. So the kids know that. I don't hide it when I'm recruiting. It's part of the recruiting process. We got to do one fundraiser. Yeah. We try to only do one. We're getting there. So I'll give it another week or two, and I might be back on the Dudu and Fu show looking for the heavy hitters, because I know Las Vegas has them, right?
Yeah.
I know they're out there. But anyway.
Yes.
got a couple lists. I know you had talked about one. Fire away if you want. I got some lists here. We're already halfway into the show. Yeah, we just got done with the intro.
Yeah. Yep.
I got this one.
Go ahead.
What are the most famous mics? Names, mics in each sport.
In any sport, of course, Michael Jordan.
All right, so Jordan, basketball.
How about Michael Johnson?
Michael Johnson is
the sprinter.
Sprinter,
the Olympic sprinter.
All right.
About Mike Schmidt.
Is he your baseball guy?
How about that for baseball, Mike Schmidt?
He's big time.
Yeah. Wow, Mike.
How about football?
Football. I'm sure there's got to be somebody out there, Mike, right? Wow.
I can think of a few off the top of my head without even knowing the question. Football, I didn't think it through.
Yeah.
You got
Mike Ditka.
Ooh.
How about Ditka? It's gonna football,
be,
right?
It's going to be tough to get over Mike Ditka. You had Mike Vick. You got Mike Ditka.
Mike
you got
Vick, yeah.
Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, who we mentioned, right?
Yeah.
Through the colleges, just in Miami and Florida, came up with Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin. There's a lot of Mikes. If we think Mike Michaels. What about the...
I can go Mike Bossy, my guy for the Islanders. He was Hall of Famer, I believe, yeah.
Yep. Mike. What about boxing?
Yeah, there you go. Mike Tyson.
Uh-huh.
All right.
What about golf?
Golf. Who you got for golf?
I got nobody, man. That's what I'm asking you.
Not a big golf guy.
Neither am I.
Followed golf. A little bit. I got a couple that come in and want to watch golf every weekend, which is fine. But there's got to be some mics out there. I'm sure there's a ton that we're forgetting.
I know. Football, I bet you.
You know what I mean?
I think we're missing a bunch with football. Mike Dick is great. Michael Irvin's tough. Those are two good names. Mike Vick's not quite, that level, but he was a superstar. Yeah. Mike... Tomlin. Did Mike Tomlin play?
Mike Tomlin, the coach. You know, he might have played briefly.
How about coaches? Any sport? Who's the number one Mike?
What about Krzyzewski?
Come on.
He comes up every week.
He does come up every week.
That's a good question, too. I like that.
Mike.
It's got to be, what about NBA other than Jordan?
How about swimming? Olympics?
Yeah, there you go, Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps.
Right.
You got a popular name, buddy.
Well, at one time, for years, it was the most popular male name time. Years ago.
I get Danny White, the quarterback from the Cowboys.
Danny White, hey, he was all right. Nothing wrong with Danny White.
Danny Shays
from the Cubs.
Boy, there you go. The Cubs. Danny,
how about Danny Opperman? He used to pitch out here, right?
Danny Ainge. Danny Manning.
Danny Manning, great college player.
Dan Marley,
that's right.
Thunder Dan.
Coached at Grand Canyon for a while.
Yeah.
Really got that team on the map, actually.
Yeah, he did. He had one or two big years there. Listen, they're on their way.
Yeah.
Grand Canyon is on their way. They're not
D1
even
D1 now, yeah.
D1. They're going to be in the dance every year.
Yeah, they're moving up. Yeah.
Them and the women's program, man. I love the women's program. Molly Miller is the coach over there. Follow a lot of her stuff. She's invited me down to see a practice and pop in and like a lot of the things she does over there.
Right.
Mike.
Yeah,
Michael. Is there a golfer? Who are we missing? Oh, it's got to be a golfer. Mike.
If there is, I don't know. We need the golf people to chime in on that one.
I'm thinking there's not a lot of Mikes playing soccer. Mike. Hockey. Who'd you say? Mike.
Mike Bossy.
Mike Bossy.
Bossy. He was with the Islanders.
I know. Yeah. I wonder. I bet you this. Is your dad chiming in on this one? Are we forgetting?
I'm sure we're forgetting somebody in baseball and football.
Mike Schmidt is a big name, but I guarantee you there's a way bigger Mike we're not thinking of. Gotta be.
Gotta be. I have to look that one up.
I mean, Mike Schmidt's huge. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
That's a Hall of Fame. Third baseman, right? Mike Schmidt?
Third baseman,
yeah. Him and Wade Boggs playing first base.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt, Mike.
Yeah. Shoot.
Mike Boddicker?
Mike Boddicker, he played baseball. Yep, A's, Orioles.
Mike.
Was that Mark Boddicker? No, Mike Boddicker, Mike Mussina.
Mike Mussina.
Hall of Famer.
Yankees.
Pitcher.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of Mike Boddicker. Mike Boddicker was a pitcher also.
How about a little guard from Georgetown? in the heydays, kind of the days that we go back to all the time.
Well, I know there was Michael Graham.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Remember, right?
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson, I do, the guard. Yeah,
played for Georgetown.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was Michael Graham, too, right? He was
college
closer.
Basketball. Yeah. Michael, well, obviously Jordan can't do both, so we'll take Jordan. Jordan's the NBA winner. How about right. college basketball? Michael, well, I guess you'd go back to the same type of names, but Michael
Thompson.
Michael,
right?
Thompson.
He played in the NBA.
Yeah.
Although he spelt it with a Y, right, I think?
Yeah.
M-Y-C-H-A-L or something like that.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That would need more time.
Good stuff.
I want to go through teams and stuff.
All right, now I got a top seven ready. We're going to keep it right in basketball.
Let's do it.
Worst free throw percentages in NBA history. Top seven.
Player-wise?
Players. Oh, yeah. Obviously, you go to one position right away.
Go to the big guy.
Go to the big guy. So just think big guys, think big names.
Was Shaq in there?
Shaq is number seven, 52%.
What about Will?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Chamberlain. I don't think
Wilt Chamberlain is number five at 51%. Do you imagine how many points he could have scored if he was in the 75 range? He was 51%. I mean, all these guys.
Well, now there's got to be, right, there's got to be some sort of minimum to how many.
Yeah, right, but these are all big names. These are all big names. I think with a tiny bit of help, you can get probably all but one.
Okay.
I think. They're all big men.
They are all big men. Okay.
Yep. One's more of a power forward, but the rest are all kind of power forward.
I was gonna say, who was DeAndre Jordan on
yes.
there?
Yes.
Yeah, he was.
That's
he was
a good one.
Yeah,
he's number three.
Good. Yeah.
47%. Yeah, he's number three. That's a big one. You got one New York Knick on here.
Got to think of a Nick that was bad at the free throw line.
You got two are still playing.
Oh, wow. Yep. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. One's still playing. I counted DeAndre Jordan was playing last year.
Right.
There was two on the list that were still playing, but now there's one.
Is he your power forward? No, he was the center.
No, DeAndre Jordan's a center. Okay. Yeah.
You know, how was Rodman at the line? I don't remember him being all that good.
Better than 52.7.
Oh, is that the lowest? He's not.
Yeah, that's lowest. Well, that's 50. The highest. Yeah, that's the
lowest.
The low. Yeah,
no,
the
yeah,
lowest.
The highest.
Highest
of the lowest. Yeah.
Yeah. Clear as mud. Yeah. 8 and 9 was Reggie Evans, Michael Smith. I cut him off even there because those are kind of oddball names. But all right, so you got one's a Knickerbocker. He's famous for throwing the ball at Shaq. Got dunked on, a monster highlight dunk, and then Shaq pushed him over, and he got up and threw the ball at his head. New York Knicks.
I don't remember that one.
Really? Oh, that's an iconic
is
play.
Is it a big guy?
Yeah, center.
Oh, jeez. Chris Dudley.
Chris Dudley.
He wasn't so good at the line either.
He's a Knick. You got to claim him.
No, he wasn't Knick. Yeah, Knick Blazer.
45% from the line.
Oh, he was...
Chris,
he was tough. To him. He had a little hitch in his free throw.
He had a hitch in everything. Listen, he would be so far from making the NBA nowadays.
Oh, right back then, if you were tall.
Sean Bradley.
Look at all the guys that played.
Uwe Blob.
Schmenader, right? Uwe Blob.
I mean,
you know, but Greg Kite, all those guys. Yeah, Rick Roby.
They would just if you were over 7 foot, you were going to make $500,000 in your sleep just from being 7 foot.
Put him in the middle. That's
put him in the middle.
Well, you had to play man to man back then, but
yep. All right, so you got the number one guy is an enforcer. And still, we're going back to like,
far back, like a Kermit Washington or something.
No, not that far back.
Not that much of an enforcer.
No, he's an enforcer. This guy's an enforcer. He's a scary dude.
And he no longer plays.
He was involved in the Malice at the Palace.
Yeah, I knew you were going there when you said he was involved. Oh, did he play for the? Was he on the Pistons?
Pistons.
Yeah, it was the big guy on that team.
Yeah. You're there. You're right there.
Bill Laimbeer?
No.
He was decent. Yeah, he was decent.
It was after Laimbeer.
That was after Laimbeer, yeah.
This is the Chauncey Billups. Rip Hamilton. Who was their enforcer? Rebounding machine.
I'm drawing a blank.
Tough as nails. Used to wear his wristbands up here to make his arms look bigger. And he didn't need to because his arms were huge. Hair straight up.
Oh, Ben Wallace.
Ben Wallace. There it is.
Yeah, he wasn't so
41%
good.
41% yeah, career.
Right. You're right. Good call. Yeah, 41%. He wasn't so good at the line either.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, my buddy Mike from Detroit's watching this. He was probably screaming that out. Ben Wallace.
Yeah, Ben. Ben Wallace. I mean, is he not an enforcer? He was a monster, man. He was fun to watch. Even when you played against him, it was who are the two from New York? Mason.
Oh, is he on that list?
No, he's not.
He wasn't so well at the line either.
He wasn't great either, but like you had Oakley and Mason. I mean, those. Ben Wallace, that same type of person. So, yeah, one still currently plays, not a big name. His name gets thrown around a lot. He's definitely at the end of his career. Andre Drummond.
Oh.
Yep.
He's been around a while.
He's been around a long time. Yeah. 48%.
Play that long
and average 48%. You know, he just doesn't do anything flashy, but he doesn't kill you other than the line. And then I'll give you number six because I guess I could try to get you to him. I think Goggles, that should really narrow it down right there. I think Goggles
is that your power forward,
more of a power forward than a center, yeah.
Was it Kurt Rambis, was it?
Nope. A two-letter first name. I'm trying to figure out how I can get you there.
Al Ed.
I'm trying to think of teams that I can envision him on. Boy.
Goggles.
Is he Detroit? He's not a law-abiding citizen. What do you call people that don't obey the law? Outlaws.
Outlaws,
I don't know.
Bo Outlaw. Yeah, he didn't.
Where did he play? Was he Detroit too? Milwaukee?
I think he was all over the place.
Yeah, he played. Did he have goggles at one point?
You know, I don't know.
That's going to be a post-show fact check right there. Bo Outlaw. Anyway, he was 52.1%.
Yeah, that's good.
Struggled at the line. Yeah, so there's your top seven. Ben Wallace, Chris Dudley, DeAndre Jordan. That was a good get. Andre Drummond, Wilt, Bo Outlaw, and Shaq.
Yeah.
That's some bad free throw shooters.
Oh, horrible.
They are no Rick Barrys.
Horrible.
Yeah. Keep one in the NBA. I'm going to do a quick one here. The second one, you get a point guard, a guard, shooting guard, small forward, or power forward, whatever, a forward and a center. Who are you putting where? All time Miami Heat.
I got to think of who. Gary Payton, he played there at one time, right?
Okay, that's your point guard.
Now, I'm going off of not necessarily their careers at Miami.
Gary Payton did play there, yeah.
He played there
one time. Yeah, no, their career.
Yeah.
I'm talking.
So if you could take what they did in their career and put them on
Miami. It
doesn't
matter, but they played at Miami.
How about Shaq at center?
Shaq's at the center. That's
it's almost a given.
It's a no-brainer. I mean, I think your small forward's a no-brainer, too. I think your shooting guard's a no-brainer.
Well, did Alonzo Mourning play there?
He did.
How about him at the power forward?
Power forward. Alonzo. That's a tough one, too, man.
Tim Hardaway played there, too.
Tim Hardaway did.
You could put him at the two, couldn't you? Why not?
Okay. All right. Hardaway.
You could put him at the two.
All right. Miami Heat, you got one spot left.
Shooting forward.
shooting guard, shoot small forward, whatever you want to do.
That's the man. Mm-hmm. Who did you have in mind? Would you say that was the dude that the shooting forward you said would be the...
I'm going to let you see if you nail it. This is your list.
You know what came to my mind right away was Hero, but... That was just off the top of my head, but... I don't know. I think of the Miami Heat.
The Miami Heat. Throw anybody in there. The position doesn't even matter.
No, I don't know. These Heat guys with... Isn't that where Haslam played there one time, too? No.
Udonis?
Yeah.
Played there 400 years.
Oh, my God. Longevity.
Here's who you missed. LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Dwayne Wade.
I like my guards.
You do? Yeah, 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 yeah. You like your guards over Wade?
I like my guards. Ah. You can put Wade on there, of course.
I mean,
if you right, if you go numbers-wise, right.
There. Right. But, yeah, no, I mean, listen, Hardaway, GP. LeBron was the one. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That's the one, yeah.
Sometimes when you're under the gun.
Alonzo's a good one. It does. Yeah. Oh, it does, yeah. Alonzo's a good one, though. No, I think... Boy, this would have been a good spot for Coach Tracy because he's a huge Miami Heat fan.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he had to wear the Celtics a couple of years ago. Hey, I'm just saying. I'm not saying. They got us once, though. And we're going to do one more team, and this is going to be it's going to be an easy one, but a tougher one for you. We're doing the New York Knickerbockers.
Ooh, the Knickerbockers.
The all-time starting five.
I'm going to throw Ewing at the center. He's the five.
I think that's a safe bet.
The four is going to be Willis Reed because he has the size. I know he played a five. He played a little four, but especially in today's
game. But size-wise,
today's game, he'd be a four.
What was he, 6'9"?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a four all day. It's a three nowadays.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Point guard, Walt Frazier.
Point guard is Walt Frazier. I got a cool picture with Walt Frazier.
Yeah. Shooting guard. Old school here.
That's all right.
Shooting guard is going to be Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Ooh. I mean, you got to put the Pearl in.
And you know where I'm going with the three?
I don't.
You know where I'm going with the three.
Carmelo.
There you go.
Mello. All right, now I want you to take those names out and give me a five that can beat that five. New York Knicks.
A New York Knicks five that can beat that
second five. There you go. Pressure's on.
Well, you could throw Mark Jackson at the point.
That's a pretty decent matchup. Mark Jackson.
You can throw.
I mean, these are all-time greats. Shoot.
You got to throw Bill Bradley in there somewhere.
See at the center?
Yeah, no, four. Try to come up with another center. You're not going to be tough to get a center to beat Ewing for the Knicks.
Unless you take Chris Dudley.
Yeah.
No, you don't want to take Chris Dudley?
No,
okay.
I mean, they had like Marvin Webster, Bill Cartwright. You know, Cartwright might be the one to give him a shot because he had a little good career with the Knicks, played a while. But yeah, it's going to be tough to find anybody to beat Ewing. Unless you put Willis there, but we got Willis Reed at there.
Who else? Who's the all-time greatest Knicks?
Dave DeBuscher was there. I know there's some guys on the old school team that I'm missing. Although DeBuscher, Bradley, they're Hall of Famers.
Yeah. No new guys, huh? Does Brunson give Earl the Pearl some trouble?
At the two?
Well, I guess, because Mark Jackson's a pure point guard, so you can't move him.
No.
But I mean, Pearl... I mean, just that matchup, Pearl Brunson.
Pearl Monroe was great, man.
I know he was.
That's another
Hall of
Fame.
I know.
Throw Oakley in there to give Willis Reed some trouble. You know, he was a bruiser.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Three. There's going to be nobody to get Ewing.
Just
throw Cartwright in there because, he was there before Ewing and he played a while in the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of bigs.
I got one more to go.
Yeah, you got you got Mello. Who's going up against Mello?
Wow. Yeah, it's a Knickerbocker.
I'm trying to think of the.
You know, man.
Like the Starks years, like. Not Starks, obviously, but I'm trying to think of those years, the Ewing years.
Who was my other guard I used to go up against Monroe? I didn't.
Nobody.
Allen Houston.
Oh, yeah. Houston, one of the greatest shooters in the history of the league.
Yeah.
Man. Right.
I got one more.
Oh, oh.
Go ahead.
Oh, Bernard King.
Bernard. Oh, that's my. That was my guy. I could forget about Bernard King. Let me see. Can he?
I mean, he's a. Is he going with Mello?
Oh.
It's a tough matchup.
We can almost swap those two. But yeah, put Bernard up against Mello. Oh. We can almost swap those two.
B. King.
How good would he have been if he didn't blow his knee out?
Man. Houston and Bernard King are probably two of the players in NBA history that what ifs. You know, they talk about Grant Hill.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Grant Hill, Bernard King, Allen Houston, man. I'm telling you, Allen Houston.
Yeah, Latrell Sprewell played there.
Sprewell.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think
tough to beat the first five.
Tough to beat that first five. Walt Frazier, Mark Jackson's a matchup, but Frazier's got the nod.
Yeah.
Earl the Pearl, Houston. Pearl's got the nod. Mello beat King, flip-flop.
Yeah.
I think that's a toss-up. Willis Reed, Oakley. Willis Reed a little bit. Ewing Cartwright, not close.
Yeah, it's tough to come up with.
It's got
to
be a better post, I think. I think there's got to be a better post for nothing.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Another better big guy in Knicks history. Ewing and Reed were probably the best two that they had.
Dikembe? No, Dikembe.
He played there briefly. He played briefly for the Knicks.
I mean, it's still not Ewing, but it's.
He did.
I mean, Dikembe's Hall of Fame, right? Top 50?
Did he get in? Is he top 50? I think so, yeah.
No.
I think he got in.
Top 50.
Did he get in? I got to look that one up with Dikembe. But yeah, he did play for the Knicks for a short period.
I'd probably take Dikembe over Cartwright. I think. A little bit more one-dimensional defensive rebounder, two-dimensional, I guess.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a ton of points out of him, but.
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be one. Listen, so let's backtrack a little bit. We didn't eat anything before the show.
Right.
Kind of broke tradition.
Correct.
And so we don't have a review because Julie's making a big dinner for us tonight.
Yeah.
So she's all excited. And I guarantee you tonight, when we go back to the house, we're going to have about 40 names come up between
the mics, especially
between the mics, the starting lineups for the Heat, New York for sure. We're going to go, one of those things you do after the mics one. That was a good one.
We got Mike Williams, the receiver for the Jets now, Mike, right? He's been in the league a while.
Mike, we're not going to stop. We're going to keep going.
No, yeah, we'll keep it going.
The batteries are all going to die. The show's going to be over. We're going to be sitting here going, Mike.
Lights are going to shut off.
There's got to be quarterbacks. There's got to be more.
Where are we at?
Right. 45, but real quick. What do you got? You got anything else?
Go for it. No, I always got
backups. We speak of food every once in a while.
Yes.
Right? A little fun one.
Let's hear it. I'm ready. I'm hungry, too, Julie, if you're watching. I'm hungry. Can't wait for the food.
Your top five.
Top five.
Your top five cereals. And then I got some facts about these cereals.
Okay. So that's a great one. It's funny. I guess, I don't know. You know what's funny? I just had oatmeal here. I have oatmeal in the office. And I grew up on oatmeal. Like brown sugar cinnamon oatmeal. was like my before school, my mom would make it. I had more oatmeal than I did cereal.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge cereal guy. Now I got to think this through. I'm gonna use my pen and paper here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to throw down five, then I'm going to put them in order. I am a big Honeycomb fan.
Okay. Yep. I put that on the list. Not top five, but I got you there.
I'm a big Honeycomb fan. I'm a big Apple Jacks guy.
Yep.
I'm a big Captain Crunch fan.
Oh yeah, that's I got that number two. You're right.
Yeah, this one, I gotta really think because I don't want to jump the gun and have five and then not have one. But it's not a popular, super popular one, but it's one of my favorites. Is Fruity Pebbles.
Funny you say that. Go ahead. Yep.
Fruity Pebbles is yummy. Honeycomb, Apple Jacks, Captain Crunch, Fruity Pebbles. I'm trying to think back to my childhood here. I love Frosted Flakes. I got to be real careful here with my fifth.
Can you let me ramble some off for you?
Let's hear them.
Wheaties.
Yep, nah.
Lucky Charms.
Oh, Lucky Charms, good.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops, okay. I like Apple Jacks better.
Trix.
Nah, never did. I didn't love Trix. Yeah.
Frosted Mini Wheat.
Oh, those are better older in life. Got to get you be a fiber.
Speaking of life.
Life, I did like, Cinnamon Life was good.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Life's top 10.
Yeah.
Cinnamon Life is top 10.
How about Corn Pops? Remember Corn Pops?
I did like Corn Pops. Yes, that's another top 10. That's honey, scary.
Honey Smacks. Remember the Honey Smacks?
Honey Smacks. What am I gonna
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Okay, a little bit. Not bad. I like Rice Krispies. But yeah, I mean, I ate a lot of Rice Krispies growing up.
Cheerios
is funny because, yes, I like them. I like Honey Nut Cheerios better than I like Cheerios. Cheerios, a college snack. We had the old hot plate in the rooms, right? And you put about a half a stick of butter and let it melt. Yeah. And you dump in Cheerios and you just cook your Cheerios.
Yeah.
One of the best snacks. It just made my mouth water. So I don't love Cheerios as a cereal, but as a snack, oh, one of the best ever. What else you got?
I think that's
Special
K.
Yeah, no.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, Cinnamon Toast Crunch for sure is top 10.
Raisin Bran.
A little bit. Yeah. I did like Raisin Bran. Man, you threw a couple. Curveballs at me. Boy, Lucky Charms is good. Like Frosted Flakes. Let me get my list for who's going to be last. Oh, I can't take out any of those. Fruity Pebbles is good. I'm going to go.
Let's see how close you get to my top five here.
All right. So I'm going to go Captain Crunch one.
Okay.
I could eat Captain Crunch all day.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles 3.
There's so many, yep.
Fruity Pebbles is, I mean, think about it. It's freaking, Fruity Pebbles is the Flintstones. And then you have the Boo Berry and the Count Dracula and all the those ones. Fruity Pebble. I'm gonna go Honeycomb too.
Okay.
I gotta stay true to my game.
Yep.
Honeycomb. Oh man. I'm gonna go. That fifth one is a killer. I can't believe who I'm leaving off the list. I feel like I'm hurting feelings here. But you know what? It's between Cinnamon Toast Crunch and it's between what's one of the last ones you said? Now I can't even think of it. With the bear.
That was
Pops.
It wasn't the Rice Krispies.
No, Pop.
The Corn Pops.
Corn Pops, man. Corn Pops. pops. Freaking, I'm going corn pops.
Corn pop. Or, yeah, make a top 10 out of it if you want, you know.
No, I listen, I can go 20 now. Isn't that funny? You forget about some of those. So let's hear it. What was your 1 through 5?
I went Frosted Flakes.
Ooh.
Oh, right?
Frosted.
Yeah, throw it on there.
Yeah, Frosted Flakes is 6. Yeah, all right, so you got Frosted Flakes 1, yep.
Captain Crunch.
Okay, so we're off 1 on that. I think those more later in life. I like the strawberry ones.
Yep. Raisin Bran.
Yeah, just never loved Raisin Bran.
I liked Raisin Bran.
When I ate Raisin Bran, yeah. I did go through a kick where I ate it, and I had to just put 2 heaping spoonfuls of sugar on it.
Yeah.
That's how we ate it.
Yeah.
But those are mini wheats and Raisin Bran, a little too healthy for me, Mike. Okay? All right, no, what was 5?
Lucky Charms.
Yeah, Lucky Charms is good. And I didn't have Lucky Charms there. So we only had 2, only had 1 in the same top 5.
Yeah, Captain Crunch.
Yeah, Lucky Charms is tough to leave off.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch. Yeah. Frosted Flakes, man. Those are good. Julie. Well, put all the food on pause. We're going to bring home cereal. We're going to eat cereal tonight.
Well, speaking, what would you say the all-time highest selling cereal is?
I mean, I would say it's got to be either Raisin Bran, Wheaties, or Frosted Flakes. That would be, is it one of those?
Mm-mm.
It's not.
It's one we left off our list.
Mm.
It's healthy.
Mm. I like Honey Nut
Heart cereal. Healthy.
Cheerios.
There you go. Cheerios. Cheerios.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that.
Now,
I make it unhealthy by putting a stick of butter
on it. Put everything on it, right? Yeah. How about this? Get this. I'm gonna give you the top 5 selling cereals of 2023. Last year.
Okay.
Right.
And Cheerios is number 1, huh?
Of all time, though.
Oh, that was all time. Okay, so now you're just going back last year.
Going back to last year. What do you think? And you said it. It's on your list.
Yeah.
And it was the top selling in 2022 as well.
Fruity Pebbles?
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I love Fruity Pebbles.
Believe that? Fruity Pebbles 22 and 23
yeah.
was the highest selling cereal.
I bought half of them.
You bought half of them, right? Dan Seven bought half of them.
I love Fruity Pebbles. It's one of the, like, so Honeycomb, you get this huge box. It's a massive amount.
Yeah.
Frosted Flakes, pretty good amount. Fruity Pebbles is the skinniest, smallest box. You don't get a lot because it's dense.
It's dense, yeah.
Right? I love Fruity Pebbles.
Now get this. The next 4
yep. are all
Honey Bunches of Oats with almond.
Okay, yeah, I like those. Right? I do like those, yeah.
Honey Bunches of Oat Honey Roasted.
Uh-huh. Yeah, love those. Yeah, those are good ones.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Wow.
Now get this one for the 5th one.
Instead of Fruity Pebbles, Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles, crazy. At 4.
I would never thought that.
Malt O'Meal Fruity Dino Bites.
Never even. I don't even. That sounds like you just spoke a foreign language.
I had to look gluten free. Post brand bought it from Malt O'Meal.
Never.
A few years back. Yeah, that's what I said.
Doesn't even make sense in my brain. Those words don't go together.
I never heard
Malt
of it.
Malt O'Meal brand. Nope. Can't do it.
Now get this fact, Dan.
Yep.
2.7 billion boxes are sold every year. Enough to wrap around the world 13 times.
That's unbelievable. That
How crazy
unbelievable.
Is that?
Yeah. Billions.
Billion, yeah. Oh, billions, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, is that interesting or what?
That's crazy. Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, it was the, I think, if my brother's watching, maybe he can shoot me a text. Growing up, like I said, it was mostly oatmeal. That was breakfast before school. Yeah. It was weekends we had the cereal.
Yeah.
And it was all the hits. It was, I think even when I was a kid, I don't think there was Fruity Pebbles quite yet.
Yeah.
I think it was more the Raisin Bran with 2 big scoops of sugar. I mean, I'm talking, I need to put sugar on that sucker. And Captain Crunch, Frosted Flakes. Honeycomb I liked later in life. I know that sounds crazy, but I didn't love it as a kid, but man, I could go through a box of Honeycomb. And then on your side, you nailed it, man. Captain Crunch. I love Captain Crunch with the berries. Extra berries.
Yeah.
Give me that.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
One, yeah.
I do like peanut butter Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
Oh man. Stop. My mouth's watering. Raisin Bran.
Yeah, I just always liked Raisin Bran. Yeah, that's me.
That's you. Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah. It's healthy. And the mini wheats, again, later in life, I love.
Yeah.
You know, you get some really good bites out of. What was your 5th one?
Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Yeah, that's a solid pick, man. Yeah. Yep, there it is. That's a good one. Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, cereal. What about you guys? What about you guys? Yeah. Put it in the comments.
Yeah.
YouTube comments. I don't know. Instagram comments. Do kids, do young adults even eat cereal anymore?
Yeah,
they must.
They
won 14 billion boxes.
Yeah, it's, heck, we got cereal in our EDR up at work or the TDR. Yeah.
Do I have cereal right here? I don't. I have, oh, I think I do in the little cabinet here, little snack cabinet. Yeah. I have a lot of oatmeal.
Yeah.
I have to get some. To do a taste test with the younger generation, see which one they like.
Yeah,
that would be fun.
Do that with your girls.
Do that with Brooklyn. Yeah,
yeah.
Do a little Brooklyn a cereal taste
your
test.
Team, yeah,
yeah, that'd be fun. See who's top five nails it.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Yep.
Awesome. Nice. I appreciate it. Well, there we are. Coming up on an hour now.
On an hour. Yeah.
Well, folks, we're gonna go eat.
Yes.
Back at the house, Julie's got some surprise menu items that she's going to – it's her first time frying chicken. She's never done fried chicken. So.
Okay, there we go.
And she's got perfect. All the fixings, and I'm sure she's, you know, working on the goods, and we're going to drive over there and indulge. I have not I didn't eat much all day.
Yeah, me too.
I've been waiting not for this much. One. So thanks again for tuning in. Yes. Episode 26 is in the books. We'll be back next week. I have no idea what my – calendar looks like, but we'll find a way. We'll make it happen. And I promise you, two things: number one, someday we're gonna have a guest. We got like 400 mics here now. Someday we're gonna have a guest, and someday we're gonna do this remote. And we almost did it remote today.
Okay,
I was gonna call you and say let's do it in the backyard next to the pool,
because
this is pretty easy stuff to bring. It's a little bit, but pretty easy stuff to bring. So some point we're gonna get some guests in, and we're gonna be on the road a little bit, but fun show. We got mics to think about. We got fruity. We'll quiz some of the. Quiz Brooklyn and Trent and Julie, see what their favorites are, and you guys out there as well. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you.
See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.